I just want you to try and explain for people that aren't really in the know or people that think that this just came out, you know, yesterday, that how different this playset is from everything else. I mean, you, considering the fact you got all new movesets, 8 levels, it's a completely different game. So if you could just kind of explain all the things that are here that make it extra special.
Sure, no, absolutely. So there's a few things that we obviously did differently. So when you're talking about the characters and their movesets and us redoing all of the characters' moves for Battlegrounds, that's right. What we did is we knew that we were setting out to make a good brawler slash fighting game, and you can't do that as far as balancing the characters correctly. You really can't do that when you have, oh, a level 20 Hulkbuster going against a level 1 Rocket. So we first had to look at, okay, let's take every character as if they're maxed out, right, at their toy box, level 20 levels, what moves do they have available to them? Because Avalanche has already done an amazing job of giving these characters life and personality and all that jazz. So we took every character at level 20, and then we picked and chose the very best things about their moves, to how to make the best 3-hit combos, what are the best ranged slash dash attacks, like what is going to make the best special move for each character inside of Battlegrounds. And we picked out all those moves and then customized them to create a Battlegrounds moveset for each character so that all the characters are perfectly balanced and feel unique, obviously, to their personality and to their play style. And then we did other things like the experience. Since we aren't going to have leveling because we balanced all the characters right at the onset, we knew that we still wanted to give experience to players so that they could use it inside the toy box. So everything just goes into a bank now. And then whenever you've stored up enough experience that you want to start doling it out to a new avatar, you go to the experience bank UI screen, you put a character down on the base, and it says, hey, how much experience do you want to give to Captain America First Avenger? And it's like, oh, I'm going to level him up to level 5. Boom, done. One button click. You've given that IGP experience. It's now customized for you. You can then take it off, put, say, Hulk down or something, and give him experience. And then when you go to the toy box, you'll start unlocking all of his toy box moves, that full-flavored moveset sort of thing. The other thing that we really did that's completely unique is how we imagined the power discs. All Infinity 2.0 round Marvel power discs work, as well as the new 3.0 ones. But rather than them being like tied to a specific character like they are in the toy box, we use them as power-ups. So they drop into the level. You can walk over, collect it. It takes a few seconds to charge. While it's charging, you know, I can get hit with an exploding barrel, or somebody can stun me and get me into a 3-hit combo, and I'll lose the disc. I'll drop it, and then anyone else can kind of come and pick it up. And so we had to reimagine some of those discs. Things like Ant-Man Team Up is an awesome example. And in Infinity 2.0, he would come in and fight next to you melee style. And here, when you pick it up, he just grows huge, and you see a giant foot come in and stomp the level, and it, you know, basically smashes all the guys who weren't the person who activated it. So we got a lot of really unique things in the playset, and we're kind of going a little off script just to also show that, you know what, Infinity is expanding, it's growing, it's starting to push its own boundaries into new areas.